From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Confusion hampers the settlement of refugees. A group of migrants scuffled with Hungarian police Wednesday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a refugee camp. Many of the families on the train said they were fleeing the civil war in Syria and were trying to reach a safe haven in Europe.
We are spending a lot of money just to be here and to complete our way. And everybody knew, but nobody tried to make something easier for us or make everything easy.
The migrants aboard the train are just a small portion of the up to 500,000 refugees believed to be heading for Europe. The international nuclear agreement with Iran will be center stage in the U.S. Congress when lawmakers return from a month-long recess next week. President Barack Obama has secured enough support, all from Democrats, for the accord to sustain a promised veto of a resolution of disapproval. Guatemala's Congress accepted President Otto Perez Molina's resignation Thursday as he appeared in court to hear corruption charges against him. The president scarcely looked up in a courtroom Thursday as prosecutors played recordings of the bugged phone calls they say show he accepted bribes from importers who wanted to avoid customs duties. A judge will decide whether to put Mr. Perez Molina on trial. Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday as he spoke at his trial at The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator, but he says, "That's not me." Prosecutors say he commanded a rebel group that 12 years ago killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's Ituri province. This is VOA News. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations are in Kabul for a two-day regional conference to discuss ways of rebuilding war-ravaged Afghanistan's finances. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The meeting, known as RICAB, comes as unemployment rises in Afghanistan, adding to its security challenges. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai emphasized the need for enhanced regional economic and transportation cooperation.
Our engagement with our partners should not be perceived as opposing the interest of another partner.
Karzai did not name any country, but was apparently responding to concerns that India and neighboring Pakistan are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence security-related matters, though both the rival nations deny the impression. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A U.S. federal judge in Kentucky has ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after the clerk refused an order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permit, saying doing this would violate her religious beliefs. The judge ruled that Davis's deputy clerks must issue marriage permits, warning them they too face jail time if they refuse. The white man accused of murdering 9 black people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, will face the death penalty. Dylan Roof faces multiple charges, including 9 counts of murder. Republican Party leaders are breathing a bit easier after presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a pledge Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not run as a third-party candidate. U.S. President Barack Obama will welcome Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday. It will be the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January. Nigeria's army has announced it will reinstate more than 3,000 soldiers who were facing court-martials. Chris Stein reports.
Nigeria began reviewing the cases of 5,000 army soldiers after President Muhammadu Buhari took office in May. The decision to review the cases was made amid a public outcry over Nigerian soldiers being sent to fight Boko Haram without proper equipment. Army spokesman Sani Usman said Thursday that the army has decided to reinstate 3,032 soldiers who were convicted or were awaiting trial for various offenses. The army didn't let everyone off. Nearly 2,000 were denied reinstatement, and dozens of soldiers remain on death row, awaiting execution for offenses during the mutiny last year. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
The World Health Organization is declaring Liberia Ebola-free, that coming after a 42-day period without confirmed cases of the virus. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.